We're on the line with rock's greatest drummer, Ringo Starr. He plays with the all-star band Halloween at ACL Live at the Moody Theater, and he has a brand new album called Give More Love. Ringo, it's so cool to talk to you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling today from Vegas. Now, let me just put in, I think the last time we met was in Iceland.
True.
Yeah, and here we are again.
And here I am in Texas, and you said growing up that you wanted to run away from Liverpool and move to Texas. How come?
I wanted to move to, because Lightnin' Hopkins, an old blues player, was my hero, and he lived outside of Houston. And I tried to immigrate. I went to the American consulate and got the first set of papers you had to sign in the 50s, the late 50s. And they also, with the entrance paper, they also sent me a whole list of factories I could apply for jobs to, because I worked in a factory then. And anyway, I filled all those forms in this friend and I. And then we took them back, and then they gave us more forms to fill in. And you can give a teenager one set of forms, but not two. So we ripped them up and said, sod it, we'll just play here.
Well, thankfully, we're getting you back to Texas at Austin City Limits.
Where are you out of, Jody?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Austin, great. I loved Austin. I was there, 18 months ago or something like that?
Yeah, you and the All-Stars did two nights at the Austin City Limits Studios, and we've got this
as a great organic shop.
Have you ever seen the TV show Austin City Limits?
I have.
Yeah. So that's where you're playing, and you've got other connections to Texas. Your very first All-Star show was in Dallas.
It was in a field.
and that was so much fun. And you recorded a version of your own song, Coochie Coochie, with our hometown boy, Ray Wiley Hubbard.
I did, yeah. Yeah, Wiley's a really nice guy, and I bumped into him over the last 10 years. And, he decided to do that song. So I said, it's so great now because you can just send the files anywhere. And so he sent me the files, and I did my part in England. I was in England at the time. But that seems to be the way now. On Give More Love, as a track with Peter Frampton and I, we wrote the song at my studio in L.A. We put all the rhythm and the drums down, and then he had to go. So then he lives in Nashville now. We sent the files to Nashville, and he put his solo on, and then just sent them back. So great.
Well, some of the All-Stars, past and present, and other friends turn up on Give More Love. Do you record at home?
I do. We have a one-bedroom guest house, which now has the drums and the amplifiers in it. And the living room has the Pro Tools and the outboard stuff. And we do it at home. And that way, people come by, come over, have a cup of tea. I can say hi to my dog. So, I've found for the last five records, it's just the best place for me to work.
This record is one of your best. It's so much fun. You mentioned Peter Frampton, Edgar Winter, your brother-in-law Joe Walsh, Dave Stewart. There's another former bandmate of yours, Paul McCartney.
I wanted him. I write the songs, I get it ready, and I thought the only man who can play bass on Show Me the Way was Paul. And anyway, he was coming into L.A., so I said, he's been on my records before at the same guest house. But anyway, he was coming in, so I asked him to play on Show Me the Way, and I was just playing bits of tracks for him, and we're on the road again. Well, he's on the road. I'm still on the road. And so he said, I can deal with that. And he played bass, and then he gave us one of his incredible wild screams. But anyone following Edgar, who is the wild scream, it sounds just really like, okay. And Joe Walsh is actually saying on the road again, too, after we do. Paul says, we're on the road again. I say, on the road again. Joe Walsh goes, on the road again. there's a clue.
When you and Paul are back in the studio, does it feel familiar and comfortable?
It feels, even if we're having dinner, it feels great. We don't have to play, but we do play. I've said it a million times. He's still my all-time favorite bass player. He's the most melodic bass player. I mean, he's written a couple of good songs as well, but we're talking about his bass playing today. And, you know, we are old friends. We have spent, you know, years in a very close proximity to each other. And so we, you know, we don't like linger on the Beatles. We don't linger on John or George, but it can come up in conversation. But, you know, it's not like that's why we're there. We're there to spend this day and do what we're doing today. And, you know, things just come up. Anyway, it's always great to have him on my record.
And Ringo's new record is Give More Love. We're talking with Ringo Starr, who plays at the Austin City Limits Theater October 31st, Halloween at ACL Live. What's your costume?
I know. Do they celebrate Halloween in Austin?
Yeah, you're going to need a costume, maybe.
Yes, I'll put on my best dress.
Going back to Give More Love for a second, such a strong record and very varied, rock, reggae, blues, country. Didn't this kind of start as a country record?
It did. Actually, the year before, 2016, Dave Stewart and I got together, and Dave spends a lot of time in Nashville now, and we were chatting, and we decided, well, let's go to Nashville in June and make a country record. So, okay, so we thought, well, we better get a little prepared. So we wrote one song, and we were going to write more, but we wrote How Could I Be So Wrong for So Long. And as the month went on, then I was offered a tour in June, and I finished in L.A. on the 2nd of July. And so, you know, I love to tour, so we put off the record, but then I got back to L.A., and then in January I decided to make the record, and I thought, I'm going to use that song. And so that's what we did, because when we get round, and we will, to doing our country record, we'll write several more songs.
One thing about Give More Love, on the CD version at the end, there's redos of four of your classic songs. That took me by surprise.
Yeah. Well, you know, on the 7th of July at noon, my birthday, we have the Peace and Love moment. And lately we've been doing it at Capitol Records. And we have a stage and we have bands playing. And a friend of the band's invited them to play. And I said, sure. And, you know, they'd play my songs to the crowd while we're getting ready for 12 o'clock, while we're inside with all the other guests hanging out. And I thought, I'm making a record, you know, what is great? I'm making a record, I can do what I want to do. So I had my friend call the bands and tell them, do those same songs of mine in my key. And they did, and then they sent the, you know, the files to me, and I sang on them. And so I thought, how great, it's another way of doing the same song, so it sounds really different, and, you know, it's great for me hanging out with other band members, and I hope they enjoyed it as much as I do. And the interesting bit about Back Off Boogaloo, because we've moved now, we live in L.A., we had a lot of stuff in storage in Europe, and we shipped it all over. But going through one of the boxes, we found a 2-inch reel tape from 1972 of me writing and singing Back Off Boogaloo. And it's got this guitar on, and I'm sitting there saying, man, that guitar is great. Who was on guitar? And then I go, A.D., I was on guitar. So, I just had an idea. Okay, I'm going to use the original work version that I'm playing it and writing it, because I changed a few of the words. And then I'm going to use the vocal from the original George Harrison production. And then I'm going to sing now. So, you know, we've got a lot of good players helping me out. And I wanted to take it away from that march beat I had on the original and just do it straight rock, you know, fat. And, so it's, you know, you can have fun in your own studio because you live there. And that's what I did.
Speaking of things sounding fresh, I recently got the 50th anniversary box of Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah.
It feels like for the first time we can really hear your drums as maybe you heard them in the studio.
It is incredible. I love all the remasters. because the drums are up now with the technology we've got now. Because in those other days, if they were lowering anything, it was usually the drums. When we were mono, it was usually the bass drum disappeared. and then when we got stereo, if we put too much on, they'd always sort of fade the drums down. So now with the remasters and Giles Martin, I love Giles Martin, we're actually, Paul and I went to the 10-year celebration of the Love Show in Vegas. I'm in Vegas now, as you know. And the drums were like, we were looking at each other saying, wow, listen to those drums.
Wow.
They're really cool.
We're talking with Ringo Starr. We got a couple more questions and we're going to wrap up.
Got two questions.
All right. Here's one. Your friend Tom Petty passed away this month. Do you have a favorite Tom Petty memory?
Yeah. I made a record. So I've got lots of memories. I've played with him. He's played with me. But anyway, I was making a record and I had this well-known singer singing with me. And anyway, his management thought I'd ruin his whole career if he sang on my record. And so I called Tom and I said, hey, Tom, look, I've got this. He said, I'll do it. I said, I haven't told you what it is yet. He says, doesn't matter. I'll do it. And I thought that was a beautiful thing he did for me. And yes, we have lost him and I will miss Tom.
Sweet.
And, I played on one of his albums, three tracks. I mean, we played together. We did videos together with George. He was really good friends with George. So, yeah, God bless Tom Petty.
Sweet man. And finally, Ringo, you're playing Halloween night here in Austin at the Moody Theater. You used to change the lineups of your all-star bands, but you've been touring with this specific crew since 2012. What made this group stick, and what makes an all-star band show great for you rather than just good?
Well, the players. Mm. I've kept this band together because we have great songs, from Greg Rowley to Todd Rundgren and Richard Page and Steve Lukather are in the middle there. Everybody has great songs. I have great songs. And that's what this All Stars is about. We play hits. We play, you have to have a hit to be in the band. But we get on so well as human beings. We have a lot of fun together. And, every time, I started out doing every other year with this band. I did three tours last year. I'm doing this one this year. And we're already talking about next year. I just love hanging out with this band. With these players, Steve Lukather is my last best friend. So that's what we say on stage. So I have a lot of fun, and I feel music is about, playing good and having fun. I don't do this to be tortured.
Well, Ringo, we're looking forward to hanging out with you. It's Halloween, October 31st in Austin at ACL Live. Thank you, man, for all the memories and for helping us make these new ones. As your album title says, give more love. So peace and love to you, Ringo.
Yeah, well, we are in Vegas. We can certainly give more love here. Anyway, God bless, and I'll see you on
October 31st, ACL Live at the Moody Theater.
Wear a mask. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Ringo.